vast majority of us are cowards. We prefer comfort to conflict, safety to danger. Faith does not come as naturally to us as fear does. I think that's why there are so many military metaphors in Scripture. You think of, for example, Joshua, told three times in chapter 1 of Joshua, be strong and very courageous. You think of Paul's words to Timothy, fight the good fight of faith. And of course, Christ himself is called the captain of our salvation. And throughout the Bible, we have many believers set forward as examples of courage. You think, for example, of Moses before Pharaoh, Joshua before the Jordan. You think of David before Goliath, Nathan before David. You think of women as well, Rahab with the soldiers. You think of Esther in front of Ahasuerus. You think of Daniel in the lion's den. You think of Elijah before the prophets of Baal. You come into the New Testament and you've got John the Baptist before Herod. You've got Paul before his accusers. And of course, Christ himself is our great pattern of courageous faith. So let's take a moment and just go through some of the arenas in which he exercised this courage. Think first of evangelism, how direct and demanding he was. Just go straight up to someone and he said, follow me. In his preaching, he called the religious leaders of the day, very powerful people, a generation of vipers, called them to repent and warned them of the wrath to come. Thirdly, think of his private dealings. Some men are very courageous in public, but not very much in private. And yet we have narratives of his courageous words to Nicodemus at night, the woman at the well, the woman of Samaria. Again, just very pointed, direct, and challenging words. Think of his words to his family and friends as well. You know, some people can be fearless with their enemies, but very cowardly when it comes to speaking to family and friends. But not Christ. Again, just always to the point, clear, courageous words. Reforming the church. He purged the temple of greedy men with a scourge of leather and of greedy Pharisees with the scourge of his tongue. He was courageous in the public square. He addressed issues of abuse of power, oppression of the poor. He was courageous in front of the devil. He knew how much the devil hated him and sought to destroy him, and yet went face to face, toe to toe with him. And then ultimately going to the great climax of his courage, the cross. He didn't flinch. We're told he steadfastly set his face to go towards Jerusalem. Christ is our great example of manly courage. So, how do we develop this courage? Well, I want to tell you some of the things that have helped me. And the first one of these is memorizing scripture. So when I get afraid of people, I think of Isaiah. Isaiah 40 verse 12 makes God big. Isaiah 40 verse 6 makes people small. And I want to make sure that I keep that in front of me all the time. God is big. People are small. So I memorize these verses. Secondly, I seek the encourager, which is the Holy Spirit. He's called the Comforter, which is can also be translated the encourager, the one who puts strength in us. So I need him and I seek him. Thirdly, I try to ponder the positive consequences. So oftentimes I find myself get overwhelmed with all the negative things that could happen. But think of the positives that could happen if I'm brave and courageous. A soul could be won, or Christ's kingdom could be built up and things like that. So I want to try and remember positive potential in being courageous. Fourthly, I try and take baby steps. I don't wait until there's a huge big issue requiring massive courage, but take the little tests that come along. And try and exercise courage there and sort of learn gradually how to be courageous as God sends tests along. Then I try to remember to leave the consequences with God. Yeah, this could happen and that could happen, but God can overrule for good. I also try and keep a clear conscience. There's nothing that weakens a man like a bad conscience. So I try and keep a clear conscience in every area of life so that when I am challenged in my courage, I can be courageous. And ultimately, I remember the judgment day. No matter what judgments of men I may suffer, ultimately, I've got to give an account to God. And will I have lived in such a courageous way that I can do that? So real men are courageous men.